Okay, our discussion here in the sugya is a discussion of Kivin Shegit Shavena Chayzer Magid based on Rashi. The Gemara said the Asri Bei Amos, when do you give Asra? If you give Asra afterwards, my Dahava Hava. So Rashi said Kivin Shegit Shavena Chayzer Magid. So the whole discussion here is a discussion. Discussion of Kivin Shehegid. The Rabbi Kiveg and Afla both said that before Hasrach should still be Shayach to be Chayzer. There should be no concern of Kivin Shehegid Shavena Chayzer Magid before Hasrach. And therefore they have a problem with Rashi. Rashi says that it's the Bela B'Saif. It's too late, even Shigash Rebbeinu Chayzer Magid, but it's a problem because why not? Why can't you be a Chayzer before you had Asra? In other words, according to the Gemara Svara, that Eben Zayman need Asra, they're asking they should be able to be Chayzer before the Asra. That's the Kasha that they ask Amash. What? There's nothing. Don't do yet.
Right.
Has to do that. The edus is not complete. That's why it's been given. The kozman, the edus is not complete. So now in svara we can argue. If you just talk about svara, could you be chayzer before that svara or not? So I don't know. Could the kiveg is so mukra that you could be chayzer? I don't know. We argued about it yesterday. But the Beis Yaakov does here to explain Rashi. If he brings in an Indian, which is in Tosfos of Sukkim, there, the Gemara talked about the Shiva Chakiras. The seven Chakiras, the questions that we ask that they must answer. The Bedikas, the other questions I told you the other day, the Bedikas did not answer. They say they don't know, it doesn't really aid us. But the Shiva Chakiras, that they have to answer. Question that the Beis Yaakov compares to our Rabbi Kiveger and our flow is, could Eidim be Chayzer during the time of Chakiras? They come into Beis Yaakov. There are two statements. There's Haggadah's Eidus, and then there's the Chakira of the Eidus. There's the Haggadah, Eidim come to Beis Yaakov, they say they bear testimony. And then they get cross-examined, right? They get asked the question. When they finish the Haggadah's Eidus, and they're in the middle of the Chakira Sa'edus, at that time, during the Chakiras, could they be Chayzer from their original Haggadah? Are they still allowed to be Chayzer from the original Haggadah? Apisvara, what should we say? What? Did we finish what they said? The Haggadah is finished. They said the Haggadah, and the Haggadah Sa'edus is over. And now, during the Chakiras, the Haggadah was over. Chakiras, okay, they have to answer Chakiras. Maybe the Haggadah is over. So he brings from a Tosfos in Sukkim. He said there that we asked the Eidim a list of questions, seven questions. Now, we asked them regarding the day, we asked them the 7 year cycle, the year, the month, the day. Let's say they say, that this thing happened on Yud Beis in Tashin Samachim. And then we ask them the day of the week. Now what happens? We know that Yud Beis in Tashin Samachim was Thursday. Let's say the Eidim in Beis on Yom HaShavuah, they say it was Yud Beis Sivan and it was Wednesday. It was Yud Beis Sivan and it was Wednesday. What do we do now? By space we put out their Eidim. That's what it seems from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that the answer all seven. Rakaisvis, if they already said the date of the month, the day of the month, now when they say the day of the week, and they're being says to the Raidis, we should say Kivin Shehigin Shavena Chayzer Magid. Well, they come now. They said it was Yud Beis Siv. And now they're coming to say it was Wednesday. They're contradicting the previous Raidis. So Fractisis Akasha, Kivin Shigin Shavena Chayzer Magid, we shouldn't believe them to say it was Wednesday. Because Kivin Shigin Shavena Chayzer Magid
was Wednesday Nicolation.
But it's a contradiction to Yud Beis Siv.
Well, they don't think that. They don't realize that.
So what are they actually doing? They're actually saying it wasn't Yud Beis Siv. They said it was Yibbe Sin, and they're saying it was Wednesday. Well, there's no I thought. They didn't, we have to either accept or we don't accept. I thought this is not good enough for them. So they're saying it's Wednesday, they're saying it's Yibbe Sin, and we're going to throw them out. Because they didn't answer the Shiva Chakiris. What? But what do you see from Tesis Kasha, though? From Tesis Kasha, you see that Tesis is held that you can't be Chazir anymore during the Chakiris. The Tesis is this is a Kasha. During the response to the Chakiris.
So the answer to what Chakira is the answer to the second one?
Okay. The line of thought that you're there's a piece in this Rav Scheinberg has a sacred Tabasa Chaisha. And what you're saying, your line of thinking is Rav Scheinberg's claim against the Sivas. I don't think I'll get to that, but it's a valid the argument. It's a valid argument. Okay, but I'm going to leave it and put it aside. Okay, I can't tell you're wrong, but for right now I can't. It's going to confuse the issue. So Tesis there is the kasha that when they say Wednesday we should say Kiddush Shacharis Maggid. You see from Tesis kasha, but the basic that even during the Trishas the Chakira, it's too late for them to be chayzer on their original Haggadah. It's too late, you say Kiddush Eged during the Drishas V'Chakiris. So what do we see from that chayzer? Not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that even after the Haggadah is over, as long as it's before the Asherah, you should be able to be chayzer on Magid, you should be not the son of Kiddush Eged, you should be not Magid. So after the Sivis, we see from Zotav Esyakim. You see from Tosfos of Sukkot that Rashi writes that once you finish your Haggadah, you say Kiddush Eged. So Rashi here is talking about before Hasra. Tosfos of Sukkot is talking before Drishas V'Chakiris. Two different cases. But what's similar about both of them is that they both say that once your Haggadah is finished, bang, Kiddush Eged Shachayzo Magi. You can't be Chayzer. And even though you still need Drishas V'Chakiris, even though you still need Hasra, Yagod is over, and we say, Kiddush Eged, Shemayna Chayzer Magid. That's what we see from both, from our Rashi and from Yana Chayzer. So they're asking our Rashi, you should be able to be Chayzer. We see from Chayzer that they are Rishayin and that you can't be Chayzer once your Haggadah is finished. So when they look, it's not Shreya Rashi. Your Haggadah is over. You still need Asra, fine, you need Asra. But you can't be Chayzer anymore. Kiddush Eged, Shemayna Chayzer Magid. So these two cases that they say are saying are identical, that in both, when they can finish the Haggadah and they're in the middle of Drishas, the Fekiras, or they finish the Haggadah and they're waiting for Asra, both cases they can't be Chayzer Magid anymore. This is what the Beis Yaakov says, and if we only had this, it would not be, so schwer. I think that we could still argue with Svara. Okay, this is what the Beis Yaakov says. So what's he say? The Kiddush Eged Chayzer Magid kicks in as soon as you finish your Haggadah. And then the Sivis, the Simon Chav Pes, the Kachim. And bear in mind that the Sivis and the Beis Yaakov are the same person. And in the Sivis, he sings a whole different tune. The Sivis, he goes on a Sma. The Sma says that the halacha is that Edom could be Chayzer before the Chakiris. The halacha, in other words, is not like the Rashi Tyson just walked out. Halacha is that Edom could be Chayzer after the Haggadah, during Drishas V'Chakiris. Halacha is they could be Chayzer. The Tumim asks a kasha on the Sma. Sma says that halacha is he could be Chayzer. He asks a kasha from this Tosfos of Sukkot. Same Tosfos that the Beis Yaakov brought. He actually brings two Tosfos of Sukkot. That we see from that Tosfos, Kiddush Eged, Shuvayna Chayzer Magid, that applies right after the Haggadah. How could this man just say that you're allowed to be Chayzer Magid? You have a Pershim Rishayna Tosfos that you can't be Chayzer Magid. So the Tumim is Matmiya on the Smaz Mahal. So the Nesivis, defends this Machlok. The Sivis says that that Tosis only held that way in the Kasha. The Tosis Kasha, Tosis held that after the Agadah you can't be Chayzer Amor. But if you learn the Tosis through the Teretz, Tosis is having Charata. Tosis is saying that you could be Chayzer Amor. That's what he says is Pshat and Tosis. So after the Sivis, and I'll prove it to you, I'll be smart. This is where it becomes proud. He says, I'll prove it to you, I'll be smart. Because think about it. What's our shayla? They can finish the Haggadah Seidus, now they're being questioned. Yeah. During the questioning, if they say, if they're asked which day it took place, and they are slicing themselves in regard to the day, but let's say they would say it happened on the 30th day of Elul. There's no 30 days to Elul, 29 days now. Say, no, it's the 30th day of Elul. So we're going to throw them out. We're going to throw out the rabbis. So, or they'll be slicing themselves. Let's say they'll say that it was Wednesday and it was the wrong day of Sivan. We'll throw them out. So the scene is madach during Trishis Fakakilis. If they're slicing themselves on the date, we throw out the Eidus. So Kolshkei, if during the Trishis Fakakilis they say, you know, I was lying, the whole thing never happened, Kolshkei we should throw out the Eidus. Madach if they contradict themselves on the date. They say, I was lying about the date, and they change it. We throw them out. Koshkeng, if they say they were lying about the whole Agadah Seidus, we still have to throw them out. So, Zot in the Seidus, it's Mukhlech in Svara, that Eidim could be Chayzer, calls a man that the Trishas of Hakiris are not over. It's Mukhlech in Svara, and it's Taka, a strong Svara. It should be able to be Chayzer. Yeah. This Nesivis says it's Mukhav in Svara that you could be Chayzer in Tavishis V'Chakiris is a stira to the Beis Yaakov. Because the Beis Yaakov was using the idea that you cannot be Chayzer during Tavishis V'Chakiris to answer our Rashi. And if there what, why are you calling one stira machazara? They're both stiras. The Saisa, first they said, you saw this happen. Now saying we didn't happen. That's stira chazara, what is that? Chazara. And if they say it happened on Yud Beis Sivan, and now they say it was a Sunday, which is not correct. That's not a chazara, it's a stira. So Eidim have a kayak to passel themselves by being size of their words, not by being chayzer. Kiddush in Yishevena chayzer umagid. So what happens? They're going to come in now. They say we're still Ruvain Kilshem. They're going to come in and they'll say, you know, they'll say we didn't see anything. That's being chayzer. They'll say, oh, it wasn't Ruvain Kilshem and it was Lady that Kilshem. That'll be a stira. That'll change things. See, really, every stira is a chazara too. It's just not a. It's a. By stira you caught him, and by chazara he's doing it voluntarily. So what are you saying? That. So if he's smart enough to contradict himself and make believe he doesn't know that he's contradicting himself, then we'll allow it. Well, if we believe the Chazar, it'll also be possible. They said, hey, this is the Ruvain Kilshem, and they come later, they say with Chayzer. They say they were lying about it. No, we're talking it's not Taka Dei Dibur.
But it's...
What?
We don't believe it.
Well, that's the question. The question is, do we say the Haggadah is not over yet? They finished the Haggadah, now Jisho Chakira. Do we say that's all one big thing? So now it's not over yet, they could be Chayzer. Or do we say, no, the Haggadah is over, you can't be Chayzer. Jisho Chakiris.
So it's not right, the fact that the Sosa is over.
There is a difference between Sosa yourself and Chayzer. The he was also Chazara. They're saying to themselves, they're saying that what I said yesterday was not true. They don't realize they're saying it, but that's what they're saying. Hasra, what are they doing? They have to have to be chayzer. They have to be chayzer. For hasra, they also have to be chayzer. What you're asking would answer would anyway would knock off nesivus. So it wouldn't answer stira nesivus. Akapanim, this is what seems to be a stira, and it leaves us a little unsure of how to work with kibushim shere chayzer magi when it ends. The kivagrin da flaw. And the Nesivis seem to say that until the Edom are finished and bested, they could be Chayzer. Beis Yaakov is saying, and Rashi is saying, that they can't be Chayzer. Seems that the two... It would be nice to think of a svara to be miyasha the stira, except that both the Nesivis and the Tumin and the Beis Yaakov are going the same place as himself. It's very hard to answer stira that if it's svara, it's yikri mechalim. The chalukim we can make, but chalukim won't answer the seder. Make chalukim between hasra and chakiris. You could say that during chakiris it could be chayzer, but before hasra that's too late. That makes a lot of sense. In other words, you could be chayzer. You said yahagada, and cause my baby asking you drishas for chakiris, you can still be chayzer, but they're still straightening it out. So that in the seder is right. You could be chayzer cause my that's going on, but Rashi's still right, because Rashi's talking about, not during Drushas HaKiris, he's talking about before Hasra. So before Hasra, that's a different story. Before Hasra, Yagod is over, we're just missing Hasra. So that could be. Right, but it still would not answer the basic question. What?
Before Hasra,
yeah, after Hagod, Drushas HaKiris, Hasra. So then. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. Maskif lo abayim. Let's give them Asra, Tachkadei Dibor. What does it help to give Asra, Tachkadei Dibor? Who cares if it's Tachkadei Dibor or not? So the Pshat is, Rashi says, Tachkadei Dibor Kadibi Yachai Mulaza. Let's do a Tachkadei Dibor within 2 seconds of the Haggadah say this, we'll give them Asra. And then they could be chayzer, and Tosis explains that's more than Tekadei Diva. By the time you finish that Asra, you have Tekadei Diva. So he says the whole hemshup of your words are all considered one. It's all Tekadei Diva. So the Mela, what's the Gemara's kasha? That you should be able to give Asra, Tekadei Diva. You give Asra, Tekadei Diva. There's no sort of Kibbutz Shigit, Shavena Chayzer, Shavena Chayzer Omeg. We don't want to frighten them, so let's tell them when we do this and this remez, it's a sign of hasra. Do it that way. So hadar ma'abai elam mil sidam isak adaita edim zayim mitzrichin hasra. If you're going to say zinya hasra, ki lai mesrina bu like a plima lohu. And without hasra, we don't give misa mi ika mi di inu bo yikakul balay hasra. Could it be that they wanted to kill somebody without Asra? Vinu ba Asra? Habina gaz doi kashas omen lasis lachim v'leka. It's missing a kashas omen. So therefore, it can't be that Edim Zayim need Asra. It makes no sense. It's mad that they tried to kill somebody without Asra. So therefore, they themselves need kashas omen lasis lachim. They tried to do to the Achiv to give a Misa without Asra. So therefore, they also get Misa without Asra. So how's this plugging into the Gemara? So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer said, "They didn't say mine b'sham lekali laki mishum galab as bnei asra." They know they're not bnei asra. So we're saying, why are they not bnei asra? Because a design, it doesn't make sense that they should ask for it. What's the svara here? This svara, I don't understand. Madaf, I know it's Madaf. Since they tried to kill somebody without Asra, so therefore we killed them without Asra. Right? Since they tried to kill somebody without Asra, so therefore we killed them without Asra. What?
That is the thing.
Because of Kasha Zama. Okay. I mean, every time someone kills somebody, let's say someone's a Ritzayah. Reuven killed Shimon. So we take Reuven to Bezalel and give him meat. He didn't get Asra. Why don't we say, what do you mean? You killed him without Asra, so we'll put you without Asra.
Then
Kasha Zama so didn't Kasha Zama. It's not a Svaru. As you come in the Gemara, it's not fair.
Unless you say it's not Shai, it's not Kasha Zama. We have a list of Kasha Zama. But it has to be the same way. Like killing somebody because
it's
there, you don't have to do it
with Kasha Zama. So it's not a svara that since they tried doing this, we give it out without me. It's a thing of Kasha Zama. It has to be Kasha Zama. Good. So then let's leave the Gemara's next line. Maskevlar Sama, Braid Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lameyata Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. Duloyme Kasha Zama, Kamis Rabbi, Liboy Asra. What does the Gemara mean? It's not a kasha zama dikadin. So when you give malchus to ben gusha ben chalutza, let's. These two lines in the Gemara are saying that when the ben gusha gets malchus, why does the ben gusha get malchus? We said v'haya bin akay sarasha. We don't have a pasuk. V'haya bin akay sarasha that you get malchus. So I told you yesterday that there are two ways to learn that. When a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza get Malkus, you could learn either that that's a Hazama Dikadin, the Torah from Din HaKais is Marba, that's a Hazama Dikadin, the Ben Gusha Misa is Kasha Zama, or you could learn that it's not a, it's a new Gzeres HaKasa, Din HaKais HaRasha, you get Malkus. Right? The first type of Malkus brings that there are two ways to learn. And in Taptoisvis, the last five words, Pacha Niskai Mahazama B'Malkus. We understood Taisis, the disciple understood our Taisis. Aval Hacha Niskai Mahazama B'Malkus. That Taisis holds that the Malkus is Kasha Zama. Hoyim Bin HaKaisa Rashas Gzeres HaKasim. That for Ben Gusha Bechamutzen, the Malkus is Kasha Zama. Now, if that's so, how do you explain this Gemara? Maskev Lara Sambrei Yerbi Yerbi, Elamayat Ben Gusha Bechalutza. Tulay makasha zama from Misrabi, Liboy Asra. The Gemara says, Ben Gusha Gosha says, not a kasha zama dikadin. Liboy Asra. We're giving it the din of kasha zama, or we're not giving it the din of kasha zama? In other words, when a Ben Gusha gets Malkus, do we say the kasha zama of a Ben Gusha is Malkus? Is that the vibe? Or is the pshat? No, it's the same as a kasha to get Malkus. You're only doing it because of Bina Kaisa Rasha. But Bina Kaisa Rasha, once it says in Bina Kaisa Rasha, that's a kiyum of the Kasha Zaman. And that's what Taisa, that what Taisa says. Talk of the sky.
It's different because it's only extended out of Bina Kaisa Rasha.
And therefore you need Asra. That's a big Kiddush. Therefore, the Gemara is asking you should need Asra. And then what's the Teretz? Amakor, Mishpedef, Yilchem, Mishpedef, Shav, Lekulchem. The Teretz is what? That it is a Kasher Zama, the Kedim. Rav Rashach in Rabbi Ezri has a piece which is first Pshat. He goes into answering Stiris with this. But what's the get Pshat? This is in, what to say, this was page Shin Mem in Rabbi Ezri, New Prince. Why is the pshat in this shakel v'tariya? The mishpat echa yilachem, mishpat hashav alakulchem. This pasuk is telling us that the malchus of Ben Gurusha is a eitzaymen dekedim. It's a kasher zaman dikidim. The mela doesn't need asra. In other words, kol haTorah kula needs asra. And Mishpatecha Yelachem tells you that Ben Grusha is a Eitzayman Dekedin, and a Mela, it also does not need us from it. Now, Shach, with this shot in the Gemara, which doesn't seem to be such a tremendous Chiddush, he chooses like two things. First of all, he chooses like a set of dinim for Ben Grusha Bechalutza, and a set of dinim for other cases. The Ben Grusha Bechalutza, Rav Shach says that Ben Grusha Bechalutza becomes an Eid Zayman Dikidim. Memela, all Dinei Zaymanin apply. For example, we know by Zaymanin that they only get Kasha Zaman if it was Nigmar Adin. They said four Seydis in Bezdin. And before Bezdin passed, Zaymanin come, they don't have a Zaymanin. It's only Nigmar Adin Apiyah. Only if Bezdin was fooled by them and Paskin, and then after the Gemar Din, then people are masking them, that's a din of Zaymanin. Serious a Paskin. Zokhtar Shach, what about Ben Grusha Bechalutz? Two people say this, that he's a Ben Grusha Bechalutz. And before the Gemar Din, Zaymanin come, do they get on this? If you learn it's a Serious a Paskin, Haithin, Akaisa, Rasha, they should get on. But since Rav Shach is learning Pshat in Al-Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that the Malkus of Ben Grusha is a din kasha zamam, mishperech agiyah lachem, as a din of kasha zamam. So just like Zaymanin need a Gemara din in order to be Zaymanin, the same thing by Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, you need a Gemara din. Or another din. There's a din by Zaymanin, then they're not Zaymanin achi yazumu kulo. Two of them come into Bez. They say, and then Zaynim and Mamazim, one of the two, they said, you were with us somewhere else. There's no Einish, actually Yazumu Kulam. The whole camp ended. Lamai said, the Eidus will be destroyed. Now you only have one Eidus. But there's no Kasha Zaman, there's no Einish, actually Yazumu Kulam. That's by Zaynim. What about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? What would be the din by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza if your Mazim won? Does he get Malchus? So Kashach, no. If he's arrived from the Sephus Malchus. That you don't. Why don't you? Because that's Yisrael like Hashem Zama. Because Mishpatech Yelachem tells you that it has a din zaymim in. That Ben Grusha Bechalutz is a zaymim dikadim. So that any case of Ben Grusha Bechalutz will go with all the rules of zaymim in. Okay. Now, Shach clears, what is the din? Let's say Edom say Edom to Bezdin. They say, Reuven killed Shimon. And the next day, Shimon walks in. And he's alive. He's alive. So, we discussed this earlier in the year. I asked you, why don't you believe the Eidim? I asked you that. Two Eidim, the strongest thing, they say he's dead. How that works. Obviously, you don't believe that, right? Huh? What was the answer? Only if you're Mesopit. No, you're not Mesopit. So then the Eidim are. So what happened? The Eidim lie. Do these Eidim get Malchus? Lesan of Bereich Eishak. That's Eidim. Baharuk Baradlo. And assuming it's a Lav Sheish Ben Nais. It's a question of whether the Eidim is Lav Sheish Ben Nais. It's a Lav Sheish Ben Nais. That man the other. But the man the other says, Lav Sheish Ben Nais, I like it. So the dead man walks in. So we give them Malchus. It's nothing to do with Azam. Do you need Hasra for that? So Rashad says you would need Hasra. But Maisa, if they said Avis, they're Reuven killed Shimon, and then the Harav walks in, we're not going to give them Isa, because it was an Hasra. Now, if you would learn Mishpat Echad Yelachem to tell you that all Haggadah's Avis had the same din, then you could argue that Hosanna Bereich Eishaker should also be Mishpat Echad Yelachem. All Eidus should be even without Hasra. But since Rav Shach is learning that Mishpat Echad Yelachem is Pshat, that Ben Grusha has a din Kasha Zaman, so that makes sense, that Ben Grusha is a din of Zaynim. But somebody, Baharuk Baragwa, that's not Zaynim. So that kicks back to the original din. And any other case where you're going to get Malkus for saying false Eidus, you need Asra. Because this thing that you don't need Asra, that the Gusha Bechalutza, because Mishpat Echayilachem, is Dafka a Zayman Lidikidin. It's Dafka by something that you can call Eidim Zayman. With this, he answers a Rambam. The Rambam pretty much says this. The Mepharshim asks about the Makaris. You need Asra. So the Makaris here. Because here the Gemara is saying, you wouldn't need Asra, except Mishpat Echayilachem. So it's only by Ben Grusha Bechalutza that we're marber to be Zayman. All other cases of Eidus will need Asra. So therefore they don't get Malkus because there's no Asra. He says an even bigger Chiddush. We had earlier Remeya's Shita that Eidim Zayman get Malkus for we had on Amid Beis, about 8 lines on the bottom, 9 lines, Midin Anu Esish Pleni Shechayel Chavei Amasayim Zudnim Tzu Zayman, Leikin U Mishalmin, Divir Amei, right? Rameya said, you get Malkus for Loisane, and you pay for Kasha Zama. You get both on Shuk. Right, those Rameya Shuk. Shalei Hashem, you don't have to leave it. Shach says that that Malkus would only be if you got Asra. Even Rameya, who was talking about Zaynavin, Rameya sheet is Zaynavin to get two punishments, Kashazama plus Loisane, Malkus Loisane plus Kashazama. Rameya says that would only be with Asra. There's Rav Shach learns in Rameya that's only with Asra. How's the Shaykh Asra? Go through the whole Gemara. How's the Shaykh Asra? Beforehand, you don't want to scare them away. Afterwards, give me Shagan. You have to be Taki the Diva.
Right.
Check that they did. It's just a big daichik to say that this Rameya who says like in the Mishalman is talking in a case where we gave him Asra incorrectly. Or it could be Tachidei Diva like the Gemara says afterwards. Rav Shach is saying a big kiddush. What he's saying basically, what Rav Shach is doing is he's saying that this din that Eidim don't need Asra is only a din in Kasha Zaman. It's not a din in all Eidim. It's limited to Kasha Zaman, and it's not a Mishpat Echad for them. Rav Sheshav Reid Rabidi Amar Chayvul Bechaveray Nami Mamayna Mishal Mokalay Laki Mehacham. He says a numakar in Rabbi Yechanan who says normally you give Malkus. How do you know Chayvul you give Mamin. Have a life from here. Chinu to Anashim Nafui Shahar of Yasir Lada. I'm Rabbi Lazar Mitzvah Misa Kosov Medabe Lixivimas and Yev Nasat and Nevishtach as Nafesh. Echida. So what's the case? The case here is that they went and they hit a Yishahara and they made all those children. Her Uber cases. Now, if she dies, they get Misa. Frekimah Echida. Ido Yasir Bey Amanit. Obviously. They have to be Asra. There's no Asra. So why do they get Misa if she dies? So it must be there was Asra. What does that mean? Before they hit this woman, they gave Asra. If you hit her, you get Misa. That's she to the Asra. Now, Musru Dabar Chama, I have a Musru Dabar Akal. Gemara is a smart. That if you give Asra for a Dabar Chama, it covers a Dabar Akal too. Which means, for example, let's say you tell somebody, if you're Mechal Shabbos, let's say you tell somebody Mechal Yamtit. Chil Yamtit is Malkus. Say if you Mechal Yamtit, Yomulach on Yamtit, you get Misa. That's not correct. Shabbos is Misa, Yamtit is Malkus. So if you give someone Asura, that if you Mechal Yamtit, Yomulach, you're going to get Misa. And he says, Apal Pikein. So that's a good enough Asura. Is that Mestaber? Mestaber? That's what you need Asra for. Okay. But as far as warning him, being a warning, it should be a good warning. Because if he's willing to do it despite Misa, he certainly would be willing to do it despite Malkus. So, therefore, I must be talking to Esru Bey. And it's a good Asra for Malkus too. And yet, we don't give Malkus. We only give Mammon. So this is a Makar, my name is Shalom, Lokaloyvaki. The next Gemara is going to question this Yisayid of Musa Dabar HaChamar, and I guess we'll do that on Sunday.